Are we getting in the club, dog?
No, we're going around the world. International.
We're riding this Dogecoin to the moon, papa.
Oh, yeah.
Yay, yay.
Light up those rockets and light up those joints. Mm. We're blasting off.
That's right.
To infinity and beyond.
I like that. I like that. Your boys are in crypto now. That's it. We're quitting our day job. Telling the boss, I'm retiring. You fill up this trailer yourself. I'm out of here.
Suck this dick. I'm out. Not you, Alex. Hey, I know you're listening.
That's insubordination.
Yeah, we're just playing. Just JK, JK.
This beer ain't gonna refill itself. You're gonna find me in Tahiti. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P. Daft Punk. And R.I.P. to the fools that didn't invest yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Or the day before. How you doing, big dog? How's everything with you?
I'm doing good. Before we start this, thank you guys for tuning in. This is another episode of the Cage Wallers. Not War Vinyl, just us talking right here. But
that's just Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself for the new listeners.
For the new listeners, I'm Ranger Joe. And then next to me, I have Ranger Joe, if you listen to the last episode.
Yeah, but they're new. They don't get that.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, yeah, they don't get that. For you guys that don't get it, basically, I'm Ranger Aaron. And next to me, my beautiful co-host, Ranger Joe.
Yeah. What's up, people?
Oh, shit.
How's it going out there?
Yeah, we're doing good. We're doing good.
Well, no need for applause.
Yeah.
I don't need you could pat yourself on the back later.
Yeah, we're here. We're here in the studio. So anyways, what's going on with you, Joe? Anything we want to start off with in the beginning of the podcast?
Just to start off, I mean, like, we were on the way home yesterday and you're like, dog, what are you doing? You writing fucking love letters to your girl or what? I'm like, no, not necessarily. I'm just trying to invest in crypto. And you're like, what the fuck, crypto?
Well, the reason why I thought like you're writing love letters, you know how like in high school you used to have that special fold. You write that letter and you fold it a certain way so it was all nice and neat like that. What do they call it? The geometry?
Geometric?
No, the Armagami? Origami.
Oh my gami.
Yeah, anyways. But yeah, I was like, hey, dude, are you in love or something? Like, are you sending this paragraph text or something? He's like, nah, I'm investing in crypto.
And he gave me that look like I was fucking crazy. But then I told you, I was like, look, papa, I missed out once with Bitcoin. I ain't going to miss out again. This is my chance to go shoot to the moon with Elon.
Well, if you don't remember and if you didn't listen to the last podcast, we brought it up very briefly. We're like, hey, what's up with that Bitcoin or that crypto going up and shit?
But we went up to 60 G's or it's past 60 G's now.
Yeah, Bitcoin, I think 64 or something, 63, yeah. something like that. But we brought it up very briefly. And just like we started off this podcast, we went on this journey, this crypto journey, the crypt extension. Yeah, we're gonna do a, I don't know, is it a shout out? But basically, I guess we're trying to tell our listeners, you guys need to invest in some crypto, specifically Doge.
Hey, you're all twisted on your words. Are you okay today?
I think I might have a seizure.
A stroke?
But, yeah, stroke. But
your vocabulary is off today.
I'm so used to seeing Doja Cat that I think of J. I don't think of G.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's where I get confused. But and then too, when you go get a gun, you go through the Dros, and it's with a J.
Right.
So I was like, I get confused. But anyways,
I understand. Words are hard.
Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, you guys got to invest in this Dogecoin.
They don't need to, but they should look into it.
Yeah, you look into it. Of course, Bitcoin was the first. Was it the first or was it the second?
That was the first crypto blockchain.
So that's the one that's mainly known for. But if you're not ballers, that's going for like what, 63, like we said, 64 coin. Yeah. But right now, you can make history. Like what Slipknot likes to say, we're going down in history.
Mm-hmm.
So You afraid or anything, or you think this is gonna go good?
No, I think like we were mentioning before. I mean, there was a couple people that we know of that I was like, man, you know, these people. I don't want to say they're constantly broke, but just living check to check. And I was like, dude, for somebody like who's not too hip on like stocks and bonds and all that type of, you know, investment, fucking get some crypto in your life, and you know, maybe. You know, but it's tough for people to make that sacrifice, like put $100, $200 when they are paying bills and shit like that. So I get it, but, you know, it never hurts to try it out. And that was my whole take, like, fuck it. This $1,000 or whatever I'm going to spend isn't going to make or break me, you know? So, like, why not?
Yeah, for you. But for me, yeah. The thing is, like you said in the beginning, is you kind of had to convince me. I'm really not a gambler, and I know you're not, but I know you're more, you stick your toes in the water more into stocks and all this stuff coming out, where me personally, it's like, I don't have a foot in the door of all that stuff and whatnot. So like, just like music and other stuff, like you're more tied into the matrix. So, yeah, that's why I was kind of waiting and whatnot. I didn't believe it. Crypto, what the fuck is crypto? Mm-hmm. Some of us know, but a lot of us don't know. But a wise person once told me, if you want to make money, you got to spend money. And sometimes
you got to take risks.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to put this out there. And I know not too many people are hip on, like, for example, I'm all up in the pin game. And the way I look at it, too, it's like, and we talked a little bit on the way home from work, and I was just throwing out numbers to you about, like, there's those certain artists who make pins that they're so popular, like, they not only does their inventory or stock sell out, like, instantly within 1 to 2 minutes.
But it goes up in price.
But the resale value is out of control, where sometimes they could be $100 up, even $1,000 sometimes. Mm-hmm. So
That rare release of that artist.
Yeah.
And I'm going to remind you about something, but we'll bring it up later. Oh, but
let me just finish this up.
But remind me about that rare release that you were showing me, that sneaker.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, go on, finish this.
Oh, yeah. So my point was, like, for example, when it came to gambling, because I'm in a couple forums there on Facebook that I follow, and one in particular, somebody would put it out there like, hey, you know what? I really don't like waffles. Well, a waffle is technically a raffle. So, like, let's say there's 10 spots and they put it at...
They actually call it a waffle?
Yeah, because it's just...
The grid?
No, because you can't say you're doing a raffle on Facebook because they'll come, they'll ban you. Like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, they call it a waffle. So the reason is, it's like, you know, those keywords, it's all in the algorithm. If they find out you're making money off of them, like, that's illegal.
Yeah. I'm not a hooker, but pay me in roses. I need 75 roses.
So the whole point is, like, so let's say there's a waffle / raffle, mm-hmm. and there's this one pin that's like worth, you know, $150. The seller will put up 10 spots at $10 each. So then everybody will dibs a number, and then so they do it.
So it's kind of like Super Bowl, kind
of? A process of elimination. So they'll take, once those 10 spots are filled up individually, they'll put once they pay people, they put their name down, and so they put in one of those wheel decider things, like kind of how we did the giveaway for the cup or the beer mug we did a while back.
Uh-huh.
So then basically the last person standing wins. So the seller collects the money,
the pot. Yeah,
he gets the pot, and then the one last person eliminated or last survivor of the elimination gets the prize, which is the pin or whatever it
could
be. So my point is, just to finish up real quick this rant, is that everything's a gamble. And what people were saying, like, oh, I don't really like that because, you know, I don't win. It's like, well, if you don't play, you're not gonna win, because for $10, think about it, if you were to win, oh shit, I put a $10 investment, but I got $150 worth pin, I guess to say. So it's like, if you don't play, then you're assed out. You have zero chance of winning.
What if you want to sell that pin just for $150 to one person? eBay buy it now?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, okay.
But my point is, it's like, isn't it better to spend $10 to maybe take that risk and gamble, like, to win?
To get $150.
To make $150. That's the way I kind of look at this. It's like, hey, we're taking a little bit of risk, but like I said, the $10 is not going to make or break you. You're not going to be living on the streets, right? So, but for some people, $1,000, $2,000, that's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody's always willing to make that sacrifice, the gamble.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a trip, like I said. And like you said, you got to spend money and make money, and it depends, and that makes more sense. Joe made a really good, what is it called? Analogy. Yeah, where he's like, there's whales and there's shrimps. And the way he put it is that sometimes people get afraid. You hear some news, like, honestly, like, for you guys today listening, you guys are going to listen. We're recording a week ahead, but you guys are probably going to listen the day after 420. But as we're recording today, Elon did a tweet, and fucking that shit just skyrocketed.
He's been tweeting,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, it's like, which my niece said, just like, well, someone can contradict and kind of basically.
Is this a smoke fog effect on the camera?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, we're recording our first podcast episode ever.
Oh yeah, you guys don't know, yeah, but yeah, we're doing a little Snapple sample,
Snapchat sample. Yeah.
I've been looking at stocks all day, and the first thing that comes up in my feed is Snap, and I'm like, bro, yeah,
you're all twisted today.
Yeah, I've been looking at stocks all day. Yeah, but anyways,
I thought the Mickey's got to you.
I think it just did right now. I forgot what I was saying.
But, you know, the whales and shrimps.
Oh, like, yeah,
you
know. The whales and shrimps. So, it, like, what she was saying to me is, like, oh, it's crazy how, like, one person or a group of people was at, like, the Al-Anon or whatever. I know they're political, but it's, like, this group of people can literally, like, make this thing go.
You mean the QAnon?
Yeah, QAnon. Can literally make this thing go up and down. Just like the GameStop thing. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that QAnon?
No, that was just people on Reddit that figured out that that they have a whole thing with the stock market where these hedge fund, or not the hedge fund, but the you testing me here.
Stock market people.
There's these firms, these hedge fund firms that they buy and sell stock, and what they do, they buy so many shares, and then they were trying to not they weren't trying
limit.
To Yeah, short selling. And so what the people did is like, hey, buy more. So it inflated the price. So when they had sold their stock for such a low price, they had to buy it back for like so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they're like, hey, we're losing. They literally lost, some companies lost billions of dollars just from that one thing.
What was it called? What'd you say?
Short selling.
Yes. Yeah. Damn. So is that what we're doing at work? Hey, fool, buy this stock.
Yeah. Well, actually, we're the small shrimp.
Yeah.
But we're like, hey, let's all get together. Let's pull our money together.
And let's pretend.
And
we're a whale.
We're a whale, yeah.
Yeah.
You know how like those, I don't know if it's the sardine or what fish it is. You know how they just move like in one giant mass?
Oh, yeah, that's one giant wave.
That's us.
Oh, I like that.
But we got to be careful not to get
swallowed up. We're basically like a Trojan horse.
Are we?
Kind of. We're sneaking our way in.
Oh, shit.
Anyways, but Joe had that analogy right there. Is just like, don't be afraid. Everyone talks about this bubble's gonna pop. It can only grow so long. But that's what happens. Is these whales, these sharks, like Shark Tank. Look at those fucking Mark Cuban, fucking they love when people get afraid, because right when they get afraid, they buy more, and when they buy more. And that's the analogy of the whales eating the shrimp,
they got people scared. For example, the Bitcoin, when that bubble bust, the price dropped, and instead of people holding, they're like, oh fuck, I'm losing I'm losing my money. So they all sold. So what do the whales do? They come in and swoop it in for a lower price.
Mm-hmm. And they eat the shrimp.
They eat those little baby shrimp, those little krills.
Rest in peace. I actually think we have a soundbite for those little shrimp.
Do you?
Yeah, it's right here.
Let's see. Let me hear it.
It was right here though. Never mind.
I like that.
Yeah. Anyways. Go on.
Are you having fun, mijo?
Yeah.
Pressing buttons.
Not really.
All right, guys. Well, anyways, there was actually, besides the crypto, what else is going on with you?
There it is. For the shrimp.
R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. Anyways, as we're recording, like I said, we're recording a week in advance. We are technically celebrating 420 tonight. Happy 420 to you guys. As you guys listen to this podcast, it is the hangover day, weed hangover day.
Might as well call it the 420 special.
Yeah, it's the 420 special, but as you're listening, it's the day after. But yeah, what are some good memories about 420 that you remember? Ooh. I know as we get older now, it's like really not a big deal because every day is 420. I get a paycheck, so
yeah,
it's not like I'm saving up for my weed.
I mean, well, back in the day, it's like I had to fucking scrounge coins and then go cash out at Coinstar, and I was like, damn, bro, I got 80 bucks.
Fuck yeah.
So I got enough for a pizza in 8th and whatever the other munchies I wanted to get, some drink.
Where are you guys saving your quarters at that you get 80 bucks at Coinstar? What couches are you surfing?
I'm a Cuban Jew. What do you expect?
Damn. Fucking finding money in the shampoo bottle.
Right. So anyway, if it was during a weekday, we would ditch, probably go to your house or something.
Well,
your old pad.
One thing that I remember, not even 420, but just speaking about good old weed stories. When we first started smoking, the ritual was with me and Joe and the homie Mark. Shout out to the Mark homie. But we would literally, the rotation was two homies would put in $5 each, and then the other homie would put in 10. And then every week it would basically go down the line of like, oh yeah, hey, today's your 10 spot. Today's your 10 spot. Was it 10? Because I remember we bought a gram, and then we bought a pizza.
Yeah.
And then we watched movies.
Yeah.
But that was like our every Friday thing is like,
I don't think I had, when I think my, either my first, my second, third time smoking weed, then was with all three of us. I don't think I had ever laughed that hard in my life.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. I think it was like Scary Movie 2 that just came out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny when you guys bring up like those old memories. It's like, and you think about it, it's like, fuck, imagine, like, remember how much we used to laugh when you first got high? Where now you really like, yeah, you laugh at stupid shit. Like, you have that stoner fucking sense and shit.
Right.
But it's like, you literally like uncontrollably fucking would laugh your ass off. Or
I wonder what
fucking
that is.
The munchies too.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But how did you feel? Let me ask you real quick, not to divert, but how did you feel like from being off it for a month and then coming back? Did you have any of that sensation? Like, oh shit, this is like my first time or not?
The munchies, maybe a little bit, but no laughter or anything that.
You know what? Because for me, I was like, dude, my paranoia is at an all-time high right now.
Oh yeah. I did notice a little bit more in anxiety.
My anxiety was just shooting through the roof. And I was like, is this what it feels like to be high? Like, I don't really like that much.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? That kind of fucked with me.
Well, the first time we came back into the game, we went hard. So I really I didn't really go through too much anxiety because I was on cloud nine.
Even like a week or two, like I kind of feel like when you're just your tolerance goes down a little bit. Well, at least for me, that's what I'm like.
Oh, yeah.
Dang, where's this anxiety coming from?
Yeah. It's crazy. You're living life again. But yeah, some good old 420 stories. It's like when we were in high school. So for you guys don't like, Your new listeners, old listeners, the old listeners already know, but the new listeners, we started smoking right out of eighth grade, right into high school. And throughout high school, it's like we had this ritual. Like, I don't know about you, but me, it's like when I was like a heavy pothead, it's like I literally set an alarm at 4:20 a.m. Like, I'll take a hit and then go back to bed, smoke some more right before you go to school. Like, you literally like, this is the day that I'm going to smoke as much as I can. Like, I want to say you bought an eighth just for that one day, which is 3.5 grams. Uh-huh. Or at that day, it was like the Szechuana. So you got like a 3-finger lid, 2-finger lid from Maximilian. You hit him up in his back door and he's selling that Pretendo Szechuana. And he just rolled blunts for days. But some of the good old days is like going in high school. We would meet up at the city park or the riverbed because we're close to a riverbed.
I'm just going to throw this in there. Speaking of meeting spots, the bus stop that was seventh period. That's where all the homies met up from the two schools.
Mm-hmm.
You guys came up the hill. We came down.
Yeah, you, Adam, Phil, White Hairs. Everyone would come. Well, not really White Hairs, but yeah.
He lived on the other side of town.
Yeah, he was on the east side. But yeah, I would fucking just going down that fucking, or you guys going down the hill, us going up the hill, meeting up at that seven period bus stop and just fucking blazing it.
Dude, I just remember there would be so many fucking kids out there and everybody would just be like, you know, crowds, man, like of waiting to catch the bus. And it would be our circle. We would just be shooting smoke signals out of there.
Oh, I thought you were going to say shooting syringes. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't remember that. But yeah, those smoke circles. But the trippy thing is, this bus stop
nobody
was so.
Nobody gave a fuck.
We didn't give a fuck. Yeah, but yeah. The thing is like, this was a popular bus stop. Like, the funny thing is that we were smoking out, getting all skunked out, all smoke clouds going on. And then as soon as we saw the bus coming, it's like, hey, fool, get in line.
Because yeah, yeah.
If you weren't in line, you might, if you're like,
oh, you have to wait two more buses.
Yeah, so it was like, and then like when the homie got closer, you did that fucking, hey, grab my hand, get in. But there was times that like you're squeezing right by the door.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And then you had those dick ass bus drivers that like, hey, behind the yellow line, behind. Yeah. But you had those cool fucking bus drivers that they let you sit on the stairs or whatever. And like, as long as you stood up, it was like when they got to the next stop, but that was the crazy thing about those times, those stoner times.
I remember that was like some good memories right there riding the bus.
Yeah. And then on Fridays we would fucking just like, hey, you in? We would try to collect as many homies just to buy that sack and then all go to the park. And the funny thing is,
dude, how about when we would go to gigs? Meet up and go to gigs. Well, I mean, we've already said that before,
To finish my thought, it was one of the spots, because we had multiple spots that we would kick at depending on how many foods we were rolling with, but one of the local spots where it's like, with like for example, White Hairs or whatever, like we wanted to meet in the middle and not go so far into one of our sides, is we would go to that one park at that police station, right behind the police station. We would take the new homies, like I said, we would always try to gather people to go, and they're like, are you seriously gonna smoke behind a police station?
Yes, we
are. And we're like, yeah, this is the safest place. This is the last spot that they would suspect for like people to like do crime or do drugs or something. But it was like, it was crazy because we were literally like right there. But that was a good memory right there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I remember too, like even back in the day, Phil and I, we went and we're like gonna go smoke out with these couple of chicks. I'm like, where are we going? Like, oh, we're going to a park here. Like, what the fuck? You guys are smoking across the street from a library and police station? You guys are fucking crazy. They were just standing there. I'm like, trust.
Yeah.
Just trust. Yeah. Trust the process.
Bruh.
Just trust this.
Yeah. You know what's funny too is I actually heard a story that gay guys like to meet in that restroom right there.
Oh, really?
And so it's funny because I used to take my kids there because they had a sick ass slide. And then it made me think twice because I heard about this after. I'm like, because I thought about like the high school days, because I didn't hear about this until like probably my 30s, late 20s, somewhere right around now. I was like, dude, we always used to kick it right there. But then it kind of made sense to me. It's like, well, that was like the spot, like, oh, no one's going to do anything here. No one's going to do anything illegal. And then here you have these gay guys fucking like, I remember there was that one, it was a politician that got, it's like in the airport, he did that sign in the stall he was looking for dick.
Yeah,
and then like I asked like a fellow gay guy, and he's like, "Yeah, that's a thing. Like that's where you meet gay guys in the restroom." It's like, it's almost like how you said "foos lock eyes," but it's more like cocka lock eyes. It's like
no, but it starts with the eyes.
Though. Yeah, it starts with the eyes, and then I guess you look at each other's eyes, and then you look at that dick, and then you look at the eyes. It's like, you want a handle, fool?
You didn't say no more.
Yeah, yeah,
it's already happening.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not gay.
Hey, why are you telling me this story, by the way?
Oh, because it was just crazy because it was the same park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was the same park.
Hey, you kind of lost me there. I'm like,
yeah, don't get lost in the sauce.
I didn't know how we got here.
Don't get lost in the sauce.
How did we get here?
Yeah.
I was like, we're really close to getting canceled.
Nah. But, yeah, anyways, but, yeah, any good? Oh, We're reminiscing on 420 because, like I said, this is the 420 special.
Oh, I wouldn't have known.
No, no stories. Any crazy stories of 420? Any good times, bad times? You got lost in the park or something?
Nah, nothing like that. I think we pretty much mentioned them all, like, or that one ritual. I know, I think, well, it's a New Year's, we will all just hit that blunt or that super joint, whatever.
Yeah, super.
Super cross joint.
That horse leg joint.
That's a little different.
Yeah. But I remember the homie cousin back then, blunts weren't really around. So
Swishers were.
Yeah, but that wasn't really a thing of, like, I guess smoking out of a Swisher. Was it?
Kind of, yeah.
Then why
it's
were
always
we,
been a thing.
Why were we smoking these cocktail weenies where the homie would put these two papers together and roll this fat little mini Vienna sausage
looking
joint?
That. Yeah, I remember
that. Yeah, like a little mini half a fucking blunt. But yeah, shout out to the homie Jeebus, wherever you are. Murdoch Warwick, God bless you, wherever you are. But yeah, we had some good times with that fool Jeebus, fucking his dad from 18th Street. Hooked him up, fucking, hey boy, you got out of fucking juvie? Hey, here's a couple pounds of some Jamaican. Good times for 420.
Why don't you go sling that, mijo?
Yeah. But anything else, fucking, besides 420, you? Anything?
No, you just got me all hyped on the Doge, and then, yeah, I actually forgot it was 420. It just kind of crept up on us.
Yeah. And then I wanted to bring up, did you see the what happened at the Dodger game, last Dodger game?
Show me what happened.
Let's bring up this video. So for our listeners out there, the Dodger fan loses his nachos. And let's see how he poorly lost his nachos. Like, would you be mad or happy if this happened to you? So we're playing the video. Justin Turner hit a home run.
Dude, the fucking home run just splattered his fucking his nachos into oblivion.
Fuck. Dude, nacho cheese ever.
Damn, dog.
You got some extra nachos here. Tell me how this came. You make one mess and new ones come?
Yeah, word on the street is that JT actually sent me nachos. It's the last one, so shout out JT and thank you.
And now, you made a bit of a mess. We want to make sure that you get some Dodgers gear so that you can stay warm, but also...
Damn. Warm.
So here is this from the store. You can pick one or the other.
Awesome. I'll take this blue one right here. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Of course. Back to you guys.
Damn, that's sick. Imagine if that happened to you.
That is pretty dope. You got a sick-ass story right there. You got some free gear. JT bought you some nachos. Hey, that's kind of like me. What happened to me, but I wasn't at a Dodger game.
Well, what happened?
And I wasn't given no free shit.
What happened?
Remember one day that we were at the Grant Ray Park, and then, I don't know, we were riding our bikes or something, and then we stopped off because there was like a, I don't know if it was a festival, like a game day thing, but they had like a bunch of people selling stuff, and we bought nachos, or you bought them, and then we were chilling right there, and then...
How old were we?
I don't know. And then you gave me the nachos, like, here, hold these. I was like, all right, so I'm just chilling, whatever, munching down. And some kid hits a ball, and then boom, like, it just hit the nachos, and it's sick, just sent them flying and splattering over. And I was just like, oh, what
the fuck? I don't remember that.
And then I remember you were just busting up, and I was like, what the fuck?
And what happened to my nachos?
Yeah, what the fuck? But you kept laughing, and then we were like, oh, fuck it. We just took off. I was just like, damn, I have to get down for some nachos right now. I'm like, what the fuck?
Was that like a long time ago or what?
I don't remember like how old we were.
Damn, that's crazy.
You don't remember that one?
Nah, I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
Like, young? Did I have kids yet?
Well, we were riding bikes, bro.
So. Oh, yeah. So young.
Yeah.
Yeah, so young.
So neither one of us was driving?
Yeah.
Neither one of us was doing much of anything. We were just... being kids, man.
Yeah. But it's crazy. Fucking today, as we're recording, it's Thursday, and the Staples Center opened up their doors for everyone to go in. And did you hear some of the stuff that they're saying? That, like, the like what you have to do and whatnot?
No, why? What happened?
Well, first off, everything's cashless, like what we already expected and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And then other than that, so much water. Oh shit, we actually got a caller.
Who's this?
It's calling in.
Yes, yes. Zlatzy, hello. Hello.
Who's this? Is this Maserati?
This is Maserati Gold, a.k.a. Roxy.
Oh, shit.
Who am I? Who is this? Who this be?
Hey, this is the cage always right here. What the heck happened over there? Did you just crash into a big rig?
Well, you see, I'm from Temecula in wine country, and the homie says, hey, my homie got shot. And I was like, I'm down to go. And then, well, I wasn't expecting to hit a truck.
Yeah. How can you trust someone? Like,
fool, I just killed someone. You down to roll, fool? And you just said you were down. Allegedly.
Allegedly. I'm about to roll. But did you know that he was wanted for murder? I didn't know.
No.
Did you know?
Yeah. How do you know it wasn't in self-defense, right? Yeah.
Maybe it was self-defense. Did you ask?
Did you ask?
No,
we didn't ask. Yeah,
we
didn't
ask. For this pookie? Because I need a lighter right now.
Hey, don't you need a license to smoke that around here?
Oh, it's not legal yet. Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. I pledge allegiance to the flag. Did I tell you guys that my name was Roxy?
Yeah. Of the United Pukia of America.
Serio.
Yeah.
Hey, Roxy.
I told them I was down in wine country, but I wasn't expecting to hit a truck. Were you expecting to hit a truck?
Hell nah. We'd be trucking over here.
Roxy, why is there sirens behind in the background? I hear a lot of sirens going on there. Is everything okay?
I'm also wanted for murder and tax fraud. Roxy owes a lot of money on her back taxes.
So is that why
Roxy didn't invest her money wisely.
Maserati
wanted for tax fraud.
Maserati Gold, did you invest in Dogecoin today or yesterday?
Well, you see, what happened was all my taxes, I file them as Maserati Gold, but my legal name is Tiffany Shaniqua Jones.
Roxanne.
The third, a.k.a. Roxanne. I go by Roxy.
Oh, shit.
And I also smoke a lot of rocks.
Oh, shit. That's my kind of girl.
Hey, Roxy, I know you have problems, but try to invest some of that crack money into crypto.
Cryptocurrency, that Bitcoin, Roxy on that. Roxy got that.
Yeah, oh, good shit.
Yeah, the fool's beyond this shit.
Hey, I hope you bought Doge yesterday because it's to the moon right now.
No, Roxy know when to invest. Roxy know when to strike right now. Bitcoin, all that wireless transaction, digital marketing, you know, is high right now.
It's high right now.
I used to own Sprint.
Oh, you own Sprint?
You had some stock in
there? I used to own Sprint.
Damn.
I used to own the first satellite.
Oh, shit. Did you jack that too?
Roxy is not at liberty to disclose that information. that case is still open.
Is that pending right now?
That case is open, yes.
It's kind of amazing how you kind of have a street rap, but you're still hanging out with these shady people. What's up with that? Don't you think you should like hang out with less shady people?
Roxy, keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes keeping it real goes wrong, but Roxy, don't forget where Roxy come from.
Yeah.
I feel you on that.
Yeah, so someone just tweeted us on our shit, and then they told us that you actually have a cousin named Han Cholo that does face painting. And is that true?
Yeah, that's my boy. Yeah. Han Cholo, he little bitch, but he come through sometimes. He come through, you know. I asked him to bring me a little weed, you know what I'm saying, a 40. He come through. He cool. He all right.
They tweeted that you'd be doing those fucking cholo fucking those little drawings on the face and when the happy face, sad girl and whatnot.
You know what I heard? I heard he's gonna begin a tattoo apprenticeship.
Oh, that's what I heard. Yeah, I'm ready to get my teardrop, fool.
I'm gonna see if he ain't bullshitting. So I'm pretty sure he can accommodate teardrops. Maybe a teardrop coming out of your left butt cheek, like. You know, but maybe a cross on your forehead.
Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe three dots on your chin.
Yeah, La Vida Loca.
La Vida Loca.
Yeah, what is
Vato
that?
Locos.
Yeah, Vato Locos for life.
Vatos Lotos forever.
Yeah.
Vatos Hotos forever.
Yeah, Vatos Hotos forever.
Hey, Roxy gotta go now. Roxy, hear the popo. You hear those sirens?
Oh, yeah, we hear them.
Hey, they're coming back in. Hey, you better get out of here, Roxy. Hey, we don't want you to get caught up.
They actually look like they're getting closer and closer.
Roxy's going to have another update. For you later, y'all. All right. I got to go.
All right. I'll see you later.
Bye.
All right, y'all.
All right, peace. Damn.
Dude, that's wild, bro.
Fucking Maserati Gold fucking coming in hot in the cave. That chick
I wasn't expecting that call.
Yeah, that girl knows everything, I guess. She's on top of everything. She's like, I already know my people.
Hey, do you think her homie? You think he was on one of them?
Maybe. But she's like, I know these people are the number one cave podcast.
I don't think she said that.
Well, she was going to say that.
But she had to go, though.
Yeah, she had to go, though.
Oh, that's right.
That's why she was calling in, because she's like, I saw this hoe on the 105 going on to the 710, and it said the King Dweller's number one podcast of L.A. And you know what? I how do I know the number one? So I had to take a listen.
Hey, I think that's Cap, bro. Has the kid say that's Cap?
Cap?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
I said, you lying.
Oh, shit. You're looking a little sus, fool. You're looking a little sus. Stop, Aaron. Be quiet.
Hey, thank you. Shout out to Roxy, a.k.a. Chola. So, how are we going to end this podcast, Big Don?
I don't know. I think I know the perfect song to end this off, since we're all hyped up on fucking Doge.
Since it's 42 minutes right now and 25 seconds. Yay.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna end this off good.
I'm hot off that Doge. Get at me.
Playing that Doja Cat for you guys.
I can't believe.
Yeah.
It's the stonks are going through the roof. It's spiced back up again.
Oh yeah. You didn't even know this. Hey, but thank you guys for listening. We have another episode of the Cave Dwellers wrapping up for you guys. Go ahead and follow us on cavedwellers.podcast on Instagram. Thank you guys for tuning in. I know we talk a lot of shit. Like we always say, sometimes, what is it? I always fuck up.
Sometimes informative, always, sometimes offensive, always informative.
Yeah. And we're informing you on this. Invest on that Doge.
Get that Doge, baby.
Yeah. Get that Doge. Invest that, go on that app, download, invest on that Doge. We can do this together, guys. Let's become millionaires together. Good night, everybody. Thank you guys for listening. Joe, any last words?
Go Doyers.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye, guys. We'll see you on the next episode.
Peace. Like this, he ain't never even been impressed like this. Probably why I got him quiet on the set.